So this is the Pacifica National Board meeting in Washington, D.C. It's, somebody will tell me, it's February 8th, is that right? And it is 3:45 p.m. We are resuming public session. The first order of business will be the reports from the LSB chair at WPFW and from the general manager, and then we will have time for public comments. There will be probably some questions to the LSB chair and the general manager from the board. We will take those questions up, but at 4:30 sharp, no matter what, we will open up public comments. You will each be given 3 minutes to speak, and we have agreed to extend the public comment period until 6 if it is necessary to accommodate everyone who is here. So if people can... Oh, yeah. Is there any food? No. Oh, yeah, we're going to, and the board will be eating dinner from 5 to 6. We apologize for that, but that's our schedule. So if everybody could take their seats and sign the sign-in sheet, I don't know where the sign, can somebody indicate? The sign-in sheet is going around, but you'll have plenty of time to sign that while we hear the reports. Janice.
Janice Lane Ewart, Pacifica affiliate. Could you also, as the people are now quieted down, make an additional reminder that the question may be addressed to an LMA and that there will be our FCC attorney available if the question is appropriate for her to ask answer. I'm fairly sure people did not hear you.
Okay, thank you. So once again, I'm gonna say that the FCC attorney will be here at 4:30 when the public comment session opens, and she will be available to ask questions about LMAs or PSOAs or whatever they are, if people have them that have a legal impact. And she will also be here tomorrow when we have our public session starting at 10:30. We'll have a public session where the board will be discussing the question of LMAs, and then there will be public comments. We invite the public to join us in that discussion, and then we'll have and the attorney will be here at that time too. That starts at 10:30 tomorrow morning. And if we go into, if the public comments extend past 5:30, we are prepared to expand the public comment period until 6 o'clock. Is there anybody who's confused about what we're doing or anything? Thank you all.
I would like to, I just wanted to remind people of what I had said earlier, that if there are people here that they may not be able to stay, it would be good for them to write their questions down and give it to the chair, so tomorrow when we are discussing, their question can be used, and also in our deliberations, in executive session, we can use them. Because we want to get as many questions with the presence of attorney from the public, but if we don't get to that, sometimes these takes get much longer than we think. So they have written their question and giving to the chair, and the chair is going to ask them tomorrow on their behalf. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So now we're ready to hear the report from the local station board chair at WPFW, and her name is Ola. She's going to tell me. Michelle, I'm sorry.
Ola.
Oh, GM first. I'm sorry. This is Michelle. IGM. Michelle Price. I apologize, Michelle. You are first. Go ahead. And you and Ola are going to split the time, which is approximately 45 minutes, okay?
Okay. I'm Michelle Price Johnson, interim general manager for WPFW, and I'll be doing the report for the February 2014 PNB for WPFW. Again, this information is as of January 22nd when this report was submitted. WPFW surpassed its $118,000 goal for our December mini drive. The total for that drive was $140,000. That was significant because we are currently at 11% of power. And we do have a plan in place, and I'll talk with that later on in the report about what we're doing to increase our power. The indicators that led to the success for other stations and for our own record were we facilitated a lot of weekend music programming because that had been part of the success of the drives in the past. So we tried to brand that out to further in the station. We used a silent drive campaign, and we used a lot of social media, which had not really been used in the past. Also, we added a national call center to ensure that we were not losing pledges. That was another thing that we had seen. Well, in the time that I had been there, I saw that we were losing a lot of people were trying to get in, but we didn't have the phone lines to reach them. So we increased our phone support. We also did follow up with programming staff and audience about a more positive approach to the station. There had been a lot of turmoil at the station for the last year, and I got there significantly in October. I joined the staff in September, but I started working there in October, and there was a lot of turmoil and uproar at the station before that time, and it had bled over to the public outside of the close community. We have a family community, then we have the outside community, and the outside community was kind of turned off from the station. So that was part of the thing we did to try to have a more positive approach to the station. Also, we were a lot more positive. There was a lot more positive interaction. We established things where people could, just to find out what was going on and to establish some positive things to get things more community connected with the station. As of February, we started our recent drive February 1st. Our goal is $400,000, and right now we are at 19% of goal in our first week. So we're doing pretty good. We did a very music focused first week. It's not reaching the goals that we had planned when we were planning to use a lot of our premiums, but we're trying to be a lot less national premium based this particular drive to try to give the programmers the opportunity to make the drive without having to rely on the Gary Knowles and the other more costly premiums. And we are not reaching those numbers that we did with Gary Knoll, but we're willing to take the sacrifice because we want to try to make sure that we do everything we can to be very community focused, and the programmers are doing their best to meet that goal. So we're really excited where we are right now. I also put on here that we are also instituting a lot of e-fundraising. That was very significant to us for December. If you notice, in the e-fundraising part of our report, we went from $2,000 in November to $30,000 in December. And December 2013, they reached about $20,000, so we're about $10,000 over what we did last December as far as December fundraising outside of the fund drive. This was all purely marketing online, internet, using social media. So we're looking to develop that a lot more. But again, we're using the same staff that we already had in-house, and given everybody has extra jobs, so we're trying to stretch that out. We're also looking to secure grants this year in the amount of $80,000. That's part of our budget for this year. We've already so far for 2014, we're working on applying for three grants, including a relocation grant, and that's being worked on right now. So we're really busy trying to get these things in-house in place. As far as programming is concerned, there was a very large outcry last year over the drastic changes in the programming grid, and there were several programs that were popular that were taken off the grid. And again, I wasn't here. I've heard from the community. I've heard from the staff. I've heard from the people that were on that grid, and Tony Bates, our program director, has reached out to a lot of the people that were on the grid, and that is part of our second stage of triage. I got a chance to meet with our CAB. I'm going to use her term. I got a chance to meet with our CAB chair, and I was trying to explain how we are trying to get everything done for the station. We were in kind of a life support situation in September. The GM was gone. The business manager was not there. The station was not doing well fiscally. The community, our close community, was in an uproar, and it was bleeding out. And my first step to get there was to first try to stop the bleeding, and that was with the finances, because we needed to be on the air. And we were witnessing some of the stuff that was happening in New York. We did not want the station to go dark. So what we've been doing for the first, I will say we, because it's me and the staff that's there, we have been working to facilitate, to stop the bleeding, basically. So that's why we always start with the finances, to get that squared away first. After the bleeding is stopping, the next thing I have on my agenda is to relocate. We're currently in a temporary location, and that is the second stage that we have to get done for this year. And then after that, we're going to address the programming and the other changes that people want en masse. But that is not a primary concern today, except for those shows that are underrepresented. There were some shows. I think there was a Haitian show that was a part of the diaspora of D.C. that was represented, that was not represented. So we did add that show on. We added a couple of other shows on the air. But again, our primary concern has been the financial stability of the station, and then secondly, is so that we can have enough money to move. So I'll say that first. So, but some of the things that we have put into place. We've just started at the 5 p.m. hour. Well, we're on our drive now, so you can't hear it right now. But just before the drive started, we did our Live at 5, which we'll be broadcasting live from the station with live music performances from local artists. And if some big guys come to town, them too. And that we're expecting to that to be a really hot thing for the station and hopefully the network. We're also doing... I'm making a connection with the D.C. Arts and Humanities Department. I just had a meeting with them to try to connect a lot of what's going on in D.C. onto the air at the station. Also, we're actively looking for more local programmers to cover more of the diaspora of our local audience. So those are the things that are they're happening slowly, but we're getting those things down. Again, we're stopping the bleeding. As we get to the cosmetic part, we're going to get to that as we stop the bleeding, relocate programming. Additionally, we're updating our news department. In 2014, we're working on having around-the-clock news and advocacy focus to the station. When I first got here, one of the things, well, even before that, when I was here in May to help them relocate, one of the things that Summer spoke to me about was having a national news presence for the network from D.C., and that was something that was not currently available. And then with what's happening with our current news with the network, we need a news presence. So what we're trying to build now in our news department, again, we have a news director, and basically that's it for our news department. But we've got to build, again, with the finances to get ourselves together to build that infrastructure. But we want to make sure that WPFW is very representative of the D.C., not just the D.C. community, but that is important, but also having a voice for the nation for inside of D.C. for the network. So that is part of what we're building. We have a plan for that for 2014. So to do this, we've already added two D.C. correspondents. We're also kind of refocusing the people that are already on staff, but that is a little tricky for us because we are a union station. So our refocusing, we have to go through the union first. So a lot of that, we are working with the union to get those things done. But we are on task. As of now, we've already started to have strategic areas where we already have news on the air. So I say that we did not have news outside of our morning show, but now we do have news throughout the day. And we're going to increase that to a 24-hour news headlines coverage. Community affairs. Again, with me having been here since October, I just have to go back for the history of the station that is documented. And most of the staff that is at the station has been there for several years. So we've already put together a calendar of events, and we're trying to be much more community-focused than we've been in recent years. The goal of the department is to connect the station with the people outside the building, because I think that sometimes a lot of what has happened was just like sometimes in these types of meetings, we're so focused in here, we forget the people outside. At the station, it was so focused on in the building, we were not really connecting that well with the outside of the building. So we've already gotten someone on board who's cut, like the event that you guys went to last night. That was one of the first things that we've done to connect with the community, and it was a success for us. So events, community outreach, branding and imaging and all those types of things we've already put into a promotions/community events department to connect us and also as a source of fundraising for the station. Again, one of the other things that we're trying to do is not have us be so dependent on the air. Again, when I first got there, I could see where, most of the stations, everything depended on what we got from our fund drives. And so since when the fund drives began to get lower, we had to do more fund drive. That's what was happening. And so now it is about diversifying where we're getting our funding from. So we are focusing on our fund drive, yes, whatever we get in grants. Also, our outside events, and all of these have budgets so that we are at least, my goal is to have at least 5 sources of substantial income coming into the station over the course of a month, you know, so we're pretty good.
Excuse me, I think you have about 5 minutes
okay.
to wrap up. Thank you.
Okay. And going down to technical and IT, well, that's one of the most important thing after our finances is, again, we're operating at very low power. John can let me know, are we still at 11% or so?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're at 11%. And so when I say that we surpassed December's fund drive goal of 116 to 140 at 11% mm-hmm. of power, that is a significant mm-hmm. thing, you know. And so we can't wait till we get back to full power, because I'd love to say 10 times 11, you know, is what we'll have next time, you know. So that's what we're going for. We've got a plan in place. I ordered yesterday, because of our fund drive, we've just ordered the tube that would John would have been able to tell you the names of these things, but we just ordered a tube that will go into our transmitter that is supposed to be our plan to significantly increase our power. We've already got that in place. We've already got heating going on in there now to dry out. We had a lot of problems with our transmitter that it was getting water inside of it. So there were a lot of different things that were going on for a long period of time. And why these things were happening, I'm not sure, but they're not. We're working on them not happening now. Let's see what else. Relocation. Again, the station is currently on a temporary location month to month. And we are looking now for March, April to have our new space. I went out yesterday looking at space, so we're still doing a lot of things first, but we're working on getting our finances straight so that we can move and stay in the place that we find. So we're looking for that to be sometime in the early second quarter of this year to relocate.
Thank you.
And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask if board members have questions. They hold them until after we hear from the report from the LSB chair. So this is Ola Kolaria. Did I do that right?
That's fine. Thank you very much.
That's fine. That means I didn't do it right.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. Yes, please say your name.
Of course. Good afternoon, everyone. Directors of the PMB, ED, welcome to DC. I hope you had a pleasant trip coming here. Thank you for coming to our city. We hope you have were offered some very good southern hospitality last night at the restaurant. Sorry I couldn't make it, but I heard everyone, 225 people, had a great time. My name is Ola Cole, and I'm the chair of the WPFW. I've just lost the sound.
But guess what? This is the station, which is the voice for the voiceless. So really, this is quite symbolic, is it not? I am the voice for the voiceless.
Okay, we'll try it again.
John's going to fix it. Hold on one second.
Oh, okay.
We need... Okay. We think you're back.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Oh, so nice. Thank you. PNB, Executive Director. On some levels, this has been the winter of our content. As a board, we've been moving towards board productiveness and cohesiveness. We're working towards the purpose that we were elected for and accountable for, to represent the listeners and the staff of the station. This year, we'll be giving a platinum record and a golden record award to the board members who add the most value to the board, and also to members who raise the most funds for the station. We would also like to see this extended to members of the community who assist our station in this regard also. We will also be given acknowledgement for board members of the month who add value to the board on a monthly basis. In fact, this week, at our special meeting, we had 13 motions. 12 out of the 13 motions were passed simply by our board. In 2013, members of the board spearheaded events which raised funds amounting to over $16,000. We also developed in 2013 a template survey for part of the evaluation process of the station's general manager to start building an infrastructure for our station to fulfill our bylaws. In fact, the participation exceeded our expectations. 76 out of the 139 surveys were completed by unpaid staff and LSB, and 5 out of the 12 staff also responded. In 2014, a board member spearheaded the receipt of in-kind donations amounting to over $30,000 to raise funds for WPFW. In 2014, we will have a retreat. Well, we'll get to know each other, hopefully. Be civil. Have an orientation. Discuss strategic planning. So at the end of 2014, we can hopefully show our community what we have achieved for them or not. We'll be discussing the remit and functioning of the committee at our next LSB. That's the function of each committee that the LSB has. So we'll be clear about what our purpose is. But members of the PMB and Summer, this on many levels has been the winter of our discontent. There's been ice on the streets, snow on the rooftops, and our station was off the air for 1 week. I love optimism. PFW has a mission which is second to none. It has produced some of the best programmers in the country. I'd love to talk passionately about how we could build right now together, starting from now, as a board, as a station, as a community, as a network. Different things, but we have some serious housekeeping matters to address. First, we need to see where we're going. We need transparency. Finances. The other F word. I have seen a copy of our budget, the 2014. There's a line item which is very controversial. It's called CPB grant monies. I've been told and informed that for at least 3 years, there's a line item which is meant to be earmarked for PFW. But instead, we are informed that National Office has controlled the use of our monies. And as a board, we have not received anything in writing as to see how this is used. What we would ask for is for an independent CFO to supervise the accounting of these funds for the last 3 years and going forward. 3 of the 12 recommendations that were approved this week's special meeting, which was held on Wednesday night, related solely to finances. The board votes concerning finances were unanimous. 1, firmly nip in the bud the myth that PFW is financially draining the network. For the past 3 years, we have not seen a dime of CPP grant monies. That's why we need a serious independent CFO. Motion number 2, we need local control of our finances so we can manage our own money. 3, we urge the need for monthly financial reporting and accurate accounting from the National Office to PFW LSB. We are not seeing any accountability. Financial transparency is key to fiscal stability. Now is the time. Let's talk about governance. 5 of the 12 recommendations that were approved at this week's special meeting related solely to governance. I'll read them. 1, urge the PMB to support the Governance Committee motion intended to stifle the abuse of executive sessions which prevent the PMB from doing its job. Concerns number 2, concerns about actions by and communications from interim management that suppress free speech and have resulted in the suspension of programmers, termination of staff, and censorship of and inappropriate responses to listeners. 3, request PNB to affirm the authority of the WPFW LSB to provide direction to local management within the context of normal non-profit governance oversight of management. 4, request PNB to delegate the following corporate power to the LSB: to work collaboratively with the station manager, with the general manager and the program director in the creation of a mutually agreed annual work plan, which will form the basis of annual evaluations. And the 5th one is to request the PMB to direct the Pacifica ED to carry out his or her responsibilities as the immediate supervisor of PFW's general manager to ensure that both the GM and PD work in good faith with the PFW LSB in the immediate development of short-term work plans aimed at addressing mutually agreed strategies and objectives, and to work diligently, forgive me on that one, to provide support and ensure my throat's getting dry. The effectiveness of these and future work plans.
Give that woman a glass of water.
Please, can I have some more water? Governance related to programming. As part of the program committee's report, it was noted as follows. As we look at the Pacifica bylaws, we do not find any articles dealing with specific rights and concerns of our own volunteers and programmers. The program committee has now begun the process of putting together a coherent bill of rights into written form, to present to the LSB for approval, to present to management for consideration. The work... Thank you very much. Wow. You see, people at PFW are lovely. They really are. The work... Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Fairness is a good thing. The work is still in draft form. The committee predicts a possible completion of this by May 2014. The program committee has taken on the issue of restoring the PFW program grid. The motion to restore the programming grid was presented to the LSB and was approved in the December 2012 meeting and presented to the former GM, who chose not to restore the grid, as was suggested by the LSB. The motion was passed again in February 13, 2013. Another version of the same motion was presented to the current board again in December 2013 meeting. The committee is waiting a final resolution of the motion from the LSB. We have been informed that the grid change of 2012... was imposed by National Office in 2012. What use is governance if board majority resolutions are ignored? Mm-hmm. Now is the time. PFW needs its independence. It needs its independence to allow us to focus on our mission. We need our own independently selected general manager and PD, program director, period. And in fact, we can announce right now that PFW is seeking its own permanent general manager and program director. But we need to know and have the budget to make that search and recruitment happen without interference. Last month I contacted the ED and told her of the need for PFW to have its own HR firm. I raised the concern for the need to avoid any actual or perceived conflict of interest. I was told to contact the HR advisors engaged by the National Office directly. So I did so. I made the call yesterday, on Friday, and I was informed that the former PNB chair had already contacted the same HR firm that I was calling. And I asked her, I said, well, I thought I was meant to be calling you to solicit the name of a referral in DC to allow us to conduct our independent search here in DC. Well, she said that the former PN chair had contacted her on Tuesday, needed information by Friday. It was the same firm that was that they were going to refer to us to use for our own independent search here in DC. And all I can say to that is we cannot accept any further interferences in our local autonomy, period. Further board recommendations were made at the special meeting. They're varied, but I promised the board members I was going to read all of them out, so I'm going to honour that. One, we request an amendment to the agenda to move PFW presentations on Saturday to allow the LSB chair to participate. Well, that, thank you very much, you've done, and you've allowed the interim general manager to participate, and that was the motion. We thank you for your consideration and for your vote. Two, we need policies to allow us to engage in community-based sponsorship for programming. Three, we ask that whatever we decide as a board, or rather as PFW LSB, we do so in a unified voice. And four, Pacifica runs on a cultural paradigm that does not acknowledge the realities of Washington, D.C. The model that Pacifica relates to the model that Pacifica relates to PFW is another layer of colonialism. Feeling of disconnect that is being created has long-term implications. PNB should be aware of the Kerner Commission report. Issues that are so specific to the District of Columbia are not being reflected in our programming. And lastly, just to round up, I'd like to say this. We intend to build our station. To do that, we need a new approach from the board, PNB and Pacifica. We're here in DC. We have here, in the nation's capital, one of the best stations in the world. And I'm not biased. It's the fact. But there's a problem. It says jazz and justice on the door. So let's have jazz and real justice inside. And on the air. Let's fix all our antennae. Let's find a home. Let's get a mission-focused management and board. And let's build PFW, the messenger. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members of the board have written copies of Michelle's report because they're included in our packet. And I was wondering if we could ask you to email your report to the board. It's pmb@pacifica.org, and everybody here will get it. Thank you very much.
I can certainly do so. And if you wanted to have a bonus, I also have been passed by the chair of the Community Advisory Board, Cynthia Hartley. Her prepared report, and she has copies to circulate right now.
Excellent.
My printer broke down yesterday. I apologize.
No problem. We're very happy to have them.